Welcome to the 503 Report, where America's voice is heard. Thank you for listening online. Be sure to check out our website weekly as we bring Sacramento and the world to you. The 503 Report at www.503report.com, where America's voice is heard.
For everyone living in the promised land, but it's pretty difficult these days. According to reports, a former Guantanamo Bay detainee who was released to Sudan after a war court, a guilty plea, he pled guilty, has emerged in a key position in Al-Qaeda. Strike one for the administration. Ibrahim Al-Kosi is on the latest video of the Osama bin Laden offshoot, Guardians of Sharia. Strike two for the administration. Al-Kosi was released in 2012 after his guilty plea for being a foot soldier, and he joined the jihad in Yemen in December of 2014. Al-Kosi was said to be close to bin Laden until he was imprisoned in Guantanamo in 2001. At the time of his release, Al-Kosi's U.S. attorney said that Al-Kosi looked forward to being reunited with his wife and family and live among them in peace, quiet, and freedom. Al-Kosi's wife was the daughter of the former chief bodyguard to bin Laden. Now, President Obama made it his highest priority to close Guantanamo Bay. Now another former Gitmo detainee has rejoined Al-Qaeda, or ISIS, or whatever they are called, with the sole purpose of killing Americans or any soft targets around the world. Now, I do believe that the president and administration believes that by closing Gitmo, it has the best interests of the nation in mind. Clearly, the events of just the past few months, both here in America and abroad in Europe, shows the jihad is far from over. These men being held in Guantanamo Bay, about 100, have declared war on America, and they cannot and should not be set free because it is politically correct to do so. Political correctness ended on September 11th. This administration should remember that. Strike three. The present administration is out. It is Friday. It is our favorite day of the week. And with me, as always, on the 503 Report, bringing Sacramento and the world to you, my good friend, Andrew Welborn. Buddy, how you doing today, pal?
You know, I'm just glad that we do a weekly show, as I was saying earlier before we got on the air, so that, you know, we're not pressured to jump in and jump on and then say stuff at the first of the week that turns out to be absolutely not true by Friday, like a lot of these big boys and girls do across this nation in the mainstream media, and then, of course, throughout our conservative talk show media markets out there. And you know what, Tim, I got to tell you, you know, it's interesting because there's a couple of things that I think I'm going to once again shock our listeners with here today when it comes to the questions of, number one, is there still room in America for the tired, the weak, the poor, and the ambitious? And number two, you know, should we really, really just get it over with and maybe close Gitmo, and so that we can utilize maybe something I'm going to talk about as soon as we get there? Hello, folks. Andrew Wellborn here on the 503 Report, bringing Sacramento and the world to you. And, of course, we podcast on iTunes, where America's voice is her, Tim.
It is. It is Friday. It is the holiday time of the year, Christmas time of the year. New Year's is coming right up, and I hate to be the, you know, the bearer in the saying of what's going on that's bad, but, you know, we've had some tragedy in America and in the world in the past really month or so. We've really seen its ugly head reared, and this gentleman I was just talking about, you know, he was a foot soldier for bin Laden back in the good old glory days of Al-Qaeda for them, and he waged war against America, and he pled guilty, and we let him go after a couple of years. And he wanted to be, like I said, he wanted to be with his family and just wanted to be a loving husband. And now he's on terrorist videos waging war once again against America. What's happened over in Europe? It's just crazy.
Yeah. Womp, 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 blah, 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 blah. What do we expect? We know that's going to
exactly.
come. You know, when it comes to this, why are we upset about this? You know, as far as I'm concerned, let's do a couple things. Number one, I'm going to get rid of the word radicals when it comes to Islamic radicals and jihad and all this stuff. Let's just call them what they are. They're Islamic supremacists, okay? Because the bottom line is that they believe that they're supreme to everybody. They're supremacists. They're racist. They're no different than the KKK of modern American history when it comes to terrorizing and destroying people because they don't believe in what they believe. So let's just get off this radical stuff. Call them what it is. This area, they're just supremacists. All they want to do is impose their will, and if you don't agree with them, I mean, they're no different than the Hitler Aryan race movement of Nazi Germany when it comes to exterminating people who do not believe in what they believe. And as far as this Gitmo thing goes, I mean, just let them go. Let's talk. Just let them go. Every time we let one go, we can track them. And it seems like every time we let one, we find them. They let those guys lead us to where the enemy is. Let them go. Get rid of Gitmo, let them go, and then target where they go. They're the perfect ultimate tracking devices. I don't understand why we don't figure this out in America.
Why have we not figured out? Like you just, I have not heard one person say that they are supremacists. I have not heard one. Nobody has said that before. Why? And that's a perfect thing. That's exactly what they are, Andrew, is supremacists.
They're supremacists. And, you know, I don't know if we can claim it as racial because it doesn't really matter, you know, because they're not targeting you based on your race. They're targeting you based on your religion. If you're homosexual, they're going to throw you off the building, folks. So everybody who thinks America's terrible within the homosexual community in America, rethink that. If you're black in America and you're not an Islamic believer in Allah, you know, guess what, man? You're going to be drowned maybe or burned or beheaded. You know, I don't care about, I mean, really, I don't, it, to me, it's not an issue of Christianity versus Islam, okay, when it comes to this. These individuals are just haters. And it's about time that we start saying that these guys are haters and start incorporating hate crimes with the actions in America. And I'm going to really get into this on the bottom part of this show. But, you know, when it comes to Donald Trump's position and what he says, with everybody overreacting all week long, it seems once again that Donald Trump has said something that the majority of Americans, including Democrats, agree with him on when it comes to regulating the flow of immigration. You know, we fall too much on this, give me your weak, you're poor. You know, we don't have to do that as a nation. We've got control over our borders. We get to decide who comes in. And for us just to think that everybody's welcome is something that we got to get that out of our mindset, I think, across this nation.
Andrew, you hit it right on the head. We have had control. And is it the PC, the political correctness of everything? We want them still to come in here. There's nothing wrong with anybody who wants to come into America. There are proper ways to do it, and there's nothing wrong with somebody like Donald Trump saying this is what has to be done for them to come in here.
Well, look, you got to bring something more to this table, folks, if you're going to come into America other than just being a cheap form of labor. You got to bring something to the table other than that, because otherwise you become a burden to this great nation. Eventually, you know, cheap labor only goes so far, and the American dream is not based on cheap labor when it comes to this nation. We are entrepreneurs, and we have built industry, and we've got to get back to that concept.
That's a great idea, Andrew.
All right, folks, time for something you may know, you don't know, maybe you don't want to know, but you're going to know that right now. Today's date, 1620, 3, Mayflower Pilgrims land at Plymouth Rock. You know, that's something we kind of forget about. Now, this is really big because I'm going to incorporate this one on the bottom part. 1792, Francis King Louis the 15th. He goes on trial. He's accused of high treason and crimes against the state, and I think eventually he was beheaded. And, of course, 1872, believe it or not, we forget that America had its first black U.S. governor. He took office, Pinckney Benton Stewart in Louisiana.
The 503 Report, bringing Sacramento and the world to you.
And now, it's live from the high desert in the Sierra Nevada mountains. It's the 503 Report, Northeastern California's original political talk show, bringing Sacramento and the world to you. And here's your host, Tim Reinertsen.
Thank you, Stan. Welcome back, everybody. It is Friday, our favorite day of the week, the 503 Report, bringing Sacramento and the world to you.
Now, we're going to do it, folks. We're going to change the word. We're no longer going to call them extremists, radicals, and so forth. We're going to call them what they are, supremacists. That's something that we need to understand when it comes to these Islam individuals who just want to hate you because you don't agree with them. You know, they won't put you women in bondage. They want you to wear a burqa. They don't want you to let your daughters go to school, and they expect you to do everything and anything in accordance to the will of Allah and a book that they believe in. No different than the KKK, folks, early in our history when it came to terrorism in America. So yeah, we're going to do that, folks. We're going to start calling them what they are. Islamic supremacists. Hello, folks. Andrew Wellborn here on the 503 Report, bringing Sacramento and the world to you. And of course, we are podcasting where America's voice is heard, Tim.
Yes, we are, Andrew, on iTunes, and I can guarantee you that nobody out there is calling them that. I have not heard that anywhere. Islamic supremacists, you heard it right here, and that is absolutely the correct word for them because they believe that everybody should believe in what they have. And you said it correctly about the women, the girls. They want them to have no education, no free will, nothing. They want them just to follow their men and what the Quran.
No different than Adolf Hitler's Aryan race. But before we get into that, folks, you know it, man. We're going to do a little college football. Got to. The playoffs are set. And you know what? Unfortunately, the committee got it right this time.
Uh-oh.
So I don't have a lot to dispute with, you know, when it comes to this. And I really do not like the committee. So hopefully maybe next year we can blow it up to get it out of the power of the committee and get to that 8-game playoff system. And first of all, before we get into it, obviously I'm wearing my Texas orange here today in honor of my Longhorns. You know, they're nowhere this year, but you know, the two big games we did win this year, we just upset Baylor, knocked him out of bowl contention. It's going to be great for our recruitment. But let's talk about this, the ACC versus the Big 12, and of course the Big 10 is going up against the SEC. It's going to be great to watch Nick Saban going up against his former team. We forget that Nick Saban used to coach Michigan State. And when it comes to Alabama, you know, Alabama, I just don't know if they're that great. It's going to be interesting to watch. Clemson versus Oklahoma, I'm going to have a tough one with that one, guys. Look, I've been advocating for years. Everybody who knows me about college football, I've been talking about how the Big 12 gets screwed every year because they do not have that Big 12 championship game. So we've been denied more opportunities for number one based on BCS scheduling and blah, blah, blah. But now it's here, and I'm torn because I'm going to have to root for the Big 12. I'm not going to say who the team is, but I'm going to have to kind of root for Big 12 and, of course, Big 10, I think, is how I'm going to go with Sparty. Go Sparty and go Big 12. I'm not going to acknowledge the team, but I think the Big 12 team is going to have no problem against the ACC number one team. That would be Clemson, because the Big 12 team, you know, did beat very, very fast paced teams, and that had to do with Baylor and TCU. So I just think that's going to be some good matchups, and hopefully we get some good games. And I'm just excited about how this year's college football season is going to conclude.
Well, we'll get off of this right after this, but you know what? There is plenty of room out there for an 8-game playoff schedule, because now we have a break in between now and when those four games do take place. So, like you said, it's not going to be very long when we're going to have 8 teams.
Okay, folks, so out in California, you've got a congresswoman in Southern California currently running for the U.S. Senate seat out here in California. She serves in Congress, and she happens to represent Orange County and some of the conservative counties down there as a Democrat. And so when you see an individual like Loretta Sanchez comes out and states that 20% of the Muslims desire having a caliphate, you know, that, I mean, she serves on the Homeland Security and Armed Services Okay, so, you know, she's in the middle of the briefings. There's a lot of credibility when you have a Democrat now come out and make that statement. And when she says that all they want to do is put their way on everybody in the world, you know, look, that's supremacy when it comes. That's not radicalization. That's supremacy. And for these individuals to come in and then, you know, utilize our laws and utilize our ability, you know, to be free in America to kill us, you know, that's something that we're going to have to reorganize this thought, I think. We're going to have to start condemning these groups. You know, it's not profiling. It's not going to be targeting. But we do it with white people across this nation, white supremacist groups and Ku Klux Klan and so forth. They are monitored by the FBI. You know, these individuals are hiding under the freedom of religion. You know, it's appalling that we're just not going to acknowledge that that is supremacy based on a religious belief, Tim.
Andrew, at the local level, the local and the county levels down there in San Bernardino, I believe that they are going about it that way. But you can still see some of the political correctness hanging on. The president, of course, is not acknowledging that. He came out with a little bit with the terrorism when he addressed the nation, but not very much. But overall, he has denied saying anything like that. And of course, he won't say that they are Islamic supremacists. I don't think we'll ever hear him say that. Do you think that the people, the ground swelling is going to overtake and push that aside, Andrew?
Well, no, you got to plant the seed, and that's what we're doing here today.
Right.
I mean, you know, we hear
exactly
this Islamophobia, homophobia, thisophobia. Well, hold on now. You know, it's just supremacists. And, you know, that's really what I want to really begin that movement here. And you know, you can't, you just got to call it what it is. And for these individuals that accept it, I mean, look, these supremacists, what do they want? They want their caliphate. What else do they want? They want Sharia law. They want to be able to kill their daughters, you know, in honor killings and so forth. And, you know, for the most part, for women out in America today, I'm surprised we're just not up in arms. And as Democrat women, I'm surprised that you're not up in arms. And as Democrat Christians, I'm surprised once again that you're not up in arms. And why are you with the Democrat Party that goes against the majority of who you are as a woman in America in the name of this political correctness? And to allow this supremacy to hide under the First Amendment of the Constitution needs to be checked, as we say.
Well, there is a candidate out there who's talking about that. He's not talking about the supremacy, but he's talking about what we need to do here in these United States. And the Republican or the Democrats are not saying that. And they are not going to say that. I know that Hillary Clinton is trying to get away from the President Obama in his beliefs and what he has said. And she has called it what it is. But nobody's going to call it supremacist. Do you think that we are planting that seed that is going to get a swelling? And is somebody going to come out? Is somebody going to say that somewhere and hook them up with the KKK or with Hitler and what their regime was? Are they going to make that coalition? Do you believe, Andrew?
No, that's politically incorrect. So maybe we need to shoot a copy of this show to Donald Trump's campaign, and maybe we can get somebody like him to say it, you know, and then have all the controversy occur as a result of him saying it. But, you know, the reality is Donald Trump, you know, I've listened to what he's saying. And, you know, everybody's saying that this is unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional. Wait a minute. How does the First Amendment of the United States Constitution apply to individuals who don't live in this nation? And so for us to, you know, actually take a breath and figure this out, you know, you've got one of the biggest populations of supremacy in this world. And, you know, I think the wake-up call needs to be to Americans. You know, we preach about anti-hate in America. Well, this is what these guys are. I'm not going to get into this, well, only a few of them. Look, the bottom line is that if you believe in it and you act upon it, then you have committed a hate crime in America in the name of your supremacy. And it's just time to start attacking it that way. Because look. And you know, I get fired up when we start talking about a lot of these issues. A lot of people don't want to say it the way we say it. But in America, look, America, first of all, America's not free, as we say. America's hard work, as we say. And you're not entitled to come to America, regardless of what the left likes to say.
Andrew, I agree. I wrote down a little note right here. I think that the left wants all to be under the blanket of our First Amendment. They would love to have the world have what we have, and they want to give that to them as soon as they get here, even though they are not citizens of our country. You have to work for that. You have to fight for that. You have to want that. You have to go through a process. It takes years. You just cannot come here and be blanketed by that. Yeah, there are rights when you come here, and there are protections. But the First Amendment, like you said, you have to fight for that. You have to work for
it. You know, I find it kind of interesting that, you know, the Democrats are all coming out in defense of the First Amendment religious freedom towards Muslims. But yet we are in an all-out attack, as we say, on Christianity across this nation. And, you know, I mean, I don't like to get into that dispute, as you know, in that debate.
Sure.
But, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, the ability for us to say no, a litmus test, as that seems to be the buzzword that we're using. Yeah, well, you know, no religion is listed on a passport and so forth. But look, folks, we don't have Christianity out there trying to blow us up all the time. We don't have Christianity walking into just otherwise outside of an abortion clinic, don't get me wrong. But when it comes to this, you know, look, the Democrats are obviously all week long taking advantage of this horrible incident down in San Bernardino to rally behind gun control. And I got to tell you, with the Supreme Court of the United States now saying that they're not going to pick up the recent case from Chicago with their assault weapons ban, it seems like, you know, everybody's going to start going crazy. And we're starting to see it across the nation when it comes to this radical change with gun control. And that's where it's going to become a problem. It's going to be a little sticky, I think. And I've got a warning to all these legislators when it comes to this. I got a warning to you guys. Look, We mentioned Louis the 16th on the first part. We forget that liberty in France was as a result of pitchforks. We forget about the peasants who overthrew the king. And what did they end up doing? They ended up beheading the king. And so with all of this gun control measures, you start taking away a guaranteed constitutional right. Unfortunately, you know, as a warning, I mean, you got to be concerned that it's going to be just more than pitchforks that are going to show up at the door of any capital or legislative body across this nation.
You'd like to join the conversation, 257-TALK, and out of the air, 1-866-882-1277, the 503 Report, bringing Sacramento and the world to you. The views and opinions expressed on the 503 Report do not necessarily represent those of staff or management of KSW or Sierra Broadcasting Company, and are brought to you solely by Andrew Wellborn and the 503 Network.
Ah, stepping on the edge here, man. That's what we're doing. And no, folks, I'm not changing a little bit. You know, some constraints are getting closer and closer to being off of me where I can actually start to speak, you know, my point of view, which is what 503 is about. And I got to tell you, you know, it's going to be interesting as the year goes along as far as myself actually sounding a little more extreme. But you know what? Extremity is what makes this a nation work. Okay, folks, time for something you should know, you don't know, maybe don't want to know, but you're going to know that right now. 1937, Italy withdraws from the League of Nations. And of course, that led to 1941, Germany and Italy declaring war on the U.S. That same year, Japan attacks Wake Island. And of course, they occupy Guam. And of course, a couple days ago, on the 7th, they bombed Pearl Harbor. This is a big one, folks, because this is what's going on. We can apply this a little bit, what's happening, not just across the nation, but in California. 1997, delegates from 150 industrial nations attending the UN Climate Conference in Kyoto, Japan, they reached an agreement on a protocol to control heat greenhouse gases. The protocol committed to roll back greenhouse gas emissions below the 1990 levels. Now, that's very important, folks, and we're going to talk about that. Hello, Andrew Wellborn here on the 503 Report, bringing Sacramento and the world to you. And, of course, we are podcasting on iTunes, where America's voice is heard.
We are, Andrew, and, you know, political correctness, we talked about it. We will allow Muslims and the extremists and the supremacists, the Muslim supremacists, to voice their word, but we can't talk about Christmas or put the Christianity point out there. That is crazy, Andrew.
Well, like I said, I don't want to get into that
sure.
debate, but that seems to be what is happening. We do have a call online. Thanks for joining the conversation. What's on your mind today?
Well, thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate that.
You bet.
But, you know, Andrew, I'm talking to you right now. You mention frequently in your past, you know, broadcast that you have your Republican Party. Am I wrong?
Quite a bit. Not that you're wrong.
No, dude, you've mentioned your Republican Party lots of times.
No, hold on, man. Not that you're wrong, but yes, quite a bit I mention it.
Okay, so I want you to define your Republican Party for me.
That's easy for me, man. When it comes to the Republican Party, look, the party is based on a conservative ideology. Individuals that want this nation to move in a way that is good for the people. Now, sometimes as a people, we've got to decide what's not good for the people. But collectively, we get to do this. Look, I define the Republican Party as a conservative party, not a libertarian party. You know, not a far Christian controlled party, but a conservative party based on the true definition of conservative ideology and movement. It's real simple for me, man. Look, status quo is okay as long as it's working, but we change it when it's not working. We have a long history in this nation of changing things when it needs to be changed. But to radically move the way we do as a nation, you know, to radically move healthcare, for instance, to radically move this gun control issue is not what the Republican Party should be about. Look, no matter how we look at this, this goes all the way back to Federalist versus anti-federalism. Inclusive is a word that we use just too much across this nation as far as political correctness. We've got to be able to separate political correctness when it comes to inclusive. Look, ideologies and beliefs, that's what America is about. But you got to bring something to the table in this great nation, because otherwise we become a nation of dependence. And so the entrepreneurial spirit has got to exist within America today. We're sending our kids to college today to get jobs. We are not promoting the ability to utilize that entrepreneurial spirit, you know, to be able to create industry. And so as we see in this nation, as we see in the state of California, industry leaving, not just California into other states, but away from this nation, I think that that is a problem. And so when it comes to the beliefs, the two-party system, no matter what, you've got five ideologies, politically, scientifically speaking, that are going to incorporate themselves within those two parties. And you're either going to be a socialist on the left, or you're going to be a libertarian on the right. But all the individuals in the middle have got to go somewhere, and I'll be darned if I'm not going to say that the majority of America happens to be that center-right kind of guy and gal out there. We don't want government involved in our day-to-day basis, but we understand the importance from time to time of having necessary regulations. Absolute freedom is not absolute. And so with that, we have to be careful. So when we see the movement in this particular case with the gun control, the Supreme Court of the United States not picking up this case. You know, I mentioned it earlier. The leftist elected individuals across this nation, they're moving real fast now. They see that the Supreme Court has allowed the local governments and states to dictate a level of regulation and control. But if you go too far, that's why I brought up Louis the 16th. If you go too far with that, look, we got militias across this nation that are ready to do something. They're ready. They are ready. And God forbid, man, that we begin to see some actions on some of these legislatures out there, you know, as a result of them trying to take away a constitutional right.
And we hope that that does not happen.
That's not what I'm advocating. I'm hoping this prediction never happens.
Absolutely. The strongest voice is on the left. The mainstream media, which still most people have, television, print, however it is strong for those things you were just talking about with the media and the gun control and everything. They're the strongest. the heartland of America is slowly but surely building, Andrew, and it is trying. It's very difficult to get out there, but we are slowly but surely doing that, and it seems that there's a lot of different things that are happening in these United States and in this world that are, when the right gets a little bit of a foothold, take away from that and chop us down. It's almost like one step forward, two steps back, Andrew.
Yeah, but my Republican Party is conservative ideology based on the principles of conservatism. And regardless, you know, libertarianism is not really conservatism, even though the leftist media wants to advocate that. And that's why we lose when it comes to this stuff. Federalist versus anti-federalist. Look, I'm from the South. The South lost. The South will not rise again, even though there's some core beliefs now in the southern part of this nation that that's going to happen. But when it comes down to this, man, look, the government is the government, okay? The Constitution is the Constitution. We have to be very careful how we look at the Constitution. I mean, historically, I could go off all day as far as some of the facts about the Constitution. The Constitution didn't guarantee rights to everybody, which is why you see such a movement towards the Supreme Court, because throughout our history, it's the Supreme Court of the United States that's evolved the Constitution and afforded rights upon people, various races, various sects, you know? So, I mean, I don't want to condemn the forefathers, but we put too much emphasis on how great and brilliant and smart the forefathers were, you know, when it comes to that. The Constitution is our founding document, but the evolution of it has not come through the amendment process as much as the Supreme Court. Now, there is the debate.
Sure.
I get that. That is the debate. But at the same time, man, if not for some of the Supreme Court decisions in this nation, we would not be as free as we are. Individuals would not have as much liberty as they do as a result of, say, the slow amendment process. So when you get into radicalization, sometimes it takes time. Sometimes it takes time in order to evolve. And that's the greatness of this great nation, is that we evolve and we have evolved. And you compare this great nation against any country in throughout our world history, we move very quickly. And so we just got to be careful to make sure we don't move too fast on a lot of the issues that we're trying to force down our throats here in America today.
And we are, and you talked about the amendment process, and it does move rather slowly, and it takes maybe certain things to happen in these United States before things do happen. The United States Supreme Court, Andrew, they don't want to hear everything. They would just as soon that it was handled on the local or state level. They're there if it's something a ruling has to be made. But they are taking it to the Supreme Court mm-hmm. for every little thing out there these days. Leave them alone on that. They have too many things before them.
Well, we talk about the importance of maybe, you know, streamlining that to where it would be California or at the United States level, you know, as far as instead of imposing a law immediately upon the people, it goes before the Supreme Court in order to make sure that that's the case. Well, speaking of my Republican Party, you know, they are messing up right now, I think, for the most part, you know, trying to meet with the elitists with this delegate thing. And I know a lot of folks may not understand how the delegate process works, but I tell you what, if the leadership of the Republican Party gets together and undermines Donald Trump, should he happen to win, you know, I mean, that's going to be a destructive, detrimental approach towards the Republican Party. I just can't imagine. You know, we're hearing the words like brokered deals. Well, brokered deals, they haven't happened in a while. We've seen them in the 70s, and we've seen them in the 80s, but, you know, all of a sudden now for the Republican Party and the delegates, because we have super delegates and we have individuals who are appointed, and if the super delegates don't line up with the delegates from the winner, and Donald Trump, say, perhaps only doesn't win enough statewide delegates across the nation, and then they decide to go against him. We've seen that before. You know, we saw it at the national level when it came to our president's race. But, you know, the Republicans better get it together, because if they do that, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness.
Well, Andrew, as it's getting closer to 2016, and that new year is just right around the corner, and February is right around the corner, it is truly amazing to see those numbers you were talking about. The numbers that Donald Trump is polling right now are, he's climbing through the roof right now and separating himself from everybody out there.
Well, that separation is only at 35%, 40%.
Sure.
Eventually, all the guys going against him are going to have to figure out how much longer they want to stay in, because, you know, Donald Trump might be leading right now, but he doesn't have a majority out there, and that could very quickly change over the next couple months. Okay, you're on the air. Thanks for joining the conversation. What's on your mind today?
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hey, Violet, where you been?
Causing trouble. I want to get Trump in there for president. I'd like to have him. But if he don't, I wonder if we could get him for governor of California.
You know what? I don't think that you're ever going to see him actually move out here. Actually, you know what? I think California would be a little cheaper for him than New York
comes to
Texas.
He likes Florida, though.
I tell you what, he does like Florida. You know, it's going to be great. Speaking of the governor's race out here in California, it's all up in the air, as we say. We're watching Gavin Newsom gain some endorsements. And, you know, the U.S. Senate race right now is heating up. Loretta Sanchez came out, as we were talking about in the bottom part of this show, actually pointing out a fact. I thought it was a very conservative move for her to do. However, her support for gun control might be the issue. Now, we talk about all the time about, you know, California going blue and that the time is going to come. And I think it may be the case with this U.S. Senate race coming up next year. Next year's just a couple weeks away,
Andrew.
Coming up in June, yes. This U.S. Senate race in 6 months is going to be an example of what we're going to see, where we might only have two choices, two Democrats. And I thought it was a pretty interesting move for Loretta Sanchez to come out and make that statement, because eventually somebody's going to have to come up here in the northern part of the state where we broadcast out of in order to get this support. We could decide the outcome of that race. We talk about it all the time as far as battleground counties. And for her to do that, you know, I thought that was very, very impressive. Now, the Democrats right now, let's get back to this gun control. I mean, they're brilliantly, I got to give them kudos, they're brilliantly linking this this attack on our gun control. The ability for these terrorists now to go into gun shows and get guns, you know, utilizing our laws to gain guns, our Second Amendment rights, in order to put this harm on us. And, you know, it's brilliantly being played. And as Republicans, we need to calm down. Real quick, speaking of Republicans, what's up with Paul Ryan's beard?
Yeah, November's over with.
I mean,
whatever. I have no idea what he's doing. Americans do not like men with beards.
Well,
and I don't understand why he hasn't, Andrew.
I mean, yeah. He says, does anybody know what that is? Maybe you guys can shoot me a text or something like that. But look, here's the deal. Let's get back to the reality of this. You know, the foundation of our show is calling out what these guys are: Islamic supremacy. Islamic supremacy is going to be an issue, not just in the United States, but across the globe. And that's what we need to start condemning. So when it comes to a profile, look, I mean, am I looking at individuals of Arabic descent a little more closely? Everybody is going to when it comes to that. Why? Well, the bottom line, guys, is I'm not going to let you shoot me, you know, and I don't want to be shot because of your bigotry, because you believe that your religion is greater than mine or my lack of. So, you know, folks, the reality is this. Gun control is not our answer in America. Gun control will be our demise. Freedom and Second Amendment will give us the ability to defend ourselves, not necessarily against the intrusions of government or the oppression of government, but this supremacist movement within a religion, not just in this nation, but across the globe, that is starting to come into our nation, Tim.
Freedom, Andrew. What a great word.
All right, now, time for our favorite book. It comes from Philippians 1:6. And I am sure that he who began a good work in you will complete it. God bless you, America.
The 503 Report, bringing Sacramento and the world to you.
And of course, we always want to thank those men and women who go to work every day, working the toughest beat in the state, performing their duty so that you, our listener, up and down the state of California and across this nation, can be safe.
Podcasting on iTunes on Friday, right after the news on 1240 KSUE, the 503 Report. Grab a cup of coffee and join us for a rebroadcast Saturday at 7 o'clock, right before the news ends. While shopping at 7:30 on Sunday, before pre-programmed material. About 20 minutes after the show, go to SierraDailyNews.com and you can catch a rebroadcast of this show as well. But iTunes, broadcasting there, and the 503 Report, where America's voice is heard. Merry Christmas, everyone. A quick programming note, we will not be on the air on Christmas Day in 2 weeks. Have a great weekend, everybody. And remember, we are all born free.
Hello, America. Let me thank
for your time.